National Stadium, nicknamed the Bird's Nest. This will be the largest sporting event to take place at the facility since the 2008 Olympics. The stadium has a seating capacity of 91,000. The IAAF's outgoing president, Senegal's Lamine Diack, says he's delighted to report that the Bird's Nest will be full for all the evening sessions and will be at around 90% capacity for the morning sessions. Look for a few African athletes to win medals on Saturday's opening day of action. There will be finals in the men's 10,000 meters and the men's marathon. Mark Ouma has this preview for us.
Ugandan defending champion Stephen Kiprotich seeks to retain his marathon title in the first event at the IAAF World Athletics Championships, which starts in Beijing, China tomorrow Saturday. His main challengers are Ethiopian Lelisa Desisa, a silver medalist at the last World Championships, Kenya's Olympic silver medalist Wilson Kipsang, and world record holder Dennis Kimeto. Staying in Beijing, South Africa's Stephen Mokoka aims for a better result in his third consecutive 10,000 meters at the World Championships. He gives an insight into his frame of mind.
If you look at the history of me in terms of world championships, I come from Daigo, I got a one lap, and then 2 years later I went to Moscow. I was in the race, I could manage to stay with the guys till the last 8 kilometers. That's when they moved away from me, but when I finished there, they were like 150 meters to go away from me. I'm hoping to improve on that, because the only way is I always take myself as my own opponent, and then I always look at my level. So for me, I'm not even going to be a factor on the race. The most important thing is to see whether I'm developing, and then I'm improving as much as I can. For me to finish like on the home straight with the guys, it will be a great achievement for me. I mean, to look at the history where I started in terms of track and field. So my main goal is to see improving from my previous competition in terms of championships.
That was Stephen Mokoka, the South African 10,000 meter champion, speaking in Beijing, China.
Here's something to crow about, VOA sports fans. It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Undefeated Floyd Mayweather has made his next fight. He'll take on the Haitian Andre Berto September 12th. But first, Nnamdi, let's look back at Mayweather's last fight, the much-ballyhooed bout against Manny Pacquiao. The final numbers for that fight, Nnamdi, are they in?
Sonny, the final numbers are in, but part of these numbers were kept away from the public. Floyd Mayweather made $220 million for that fight. Just for stepping into the ring and fighting. But remember also, he is the co-promoter of the fight with Bob Arum. So hidden from the public was the amount he made from being the co-promoter. He made $150 million. So
goodness.
At $150 million plus $220 million, talk about more than crazy paper. Right
there. He's banking for sure.
Oh, serious banking, bro.
Nnamdi, why Berto? I mean, there were some other bigger names available for Mayweather to fight.
For us, you have the American who talked up him fighting Mayweather for a long time. He pushed for the fight. Then you have your Danny Garcia. You have your Keith Thurman. But all these guys, they are okay. I mean, American in his last fight with Aguirre, he struggled. And he's okay. He's a big talker. But he just wouldn't give Mayweather the kind of fight that Mayweather wants for his last fight, which he claims to be. American will move and run. And that's not what we want. Keith Thurman almost got knocked out in his backyard in his last fight. Andre Berto is an explosive puncher, former world champion. He comes to fight. And I don't know why the media and the public just don't care for this fight.
What have the ticket sales been like for what Mayweather says will be his last fight?
Well, like I said, the media really killed this fight. The media never really gave this fight any love at all. If you're talking about walking money, I mean, you're looking about like $231 for just to walk into the venue. compared to $5,000 for the Manny Pacquiao fight. The love is not there, really.
Namdi, Floyd Mayweather called Manny Pacquiao a sore loser after Pac-Man complained of a shoulder injury after his unanimous decision loss. What's the Pac-Man's health like these days?
Well, he claims he's ready to go and he will fight in the beginning of the year. And they're talking about taking him to Dubai to fight Amir Khan. Both were once trained by Freddie Roach and they were both sparring partners. So any big demand for Amir Khan versus Manny Pacquiao may be in the Middle East with Dubai with big money. But I still don't like that fight.
Why don't you like it, Namdi?
Amir Khan has a style we call jab and grab. Jab and grab style. Another apostle of jab and grab is Wladimir Klitschko. You know that guy. Mm. They will jab you and they will hold you. They grab you. They will run. And fight fans don't want that style. It's a boring style. Amir Khan against Manny Pacquiao. Pacquiao will face the same trouble he faced with Floyd Mayweather. Trying to cut off the ring. He'll be not able to cut off the ring. And Amir Khan will win easy one-sided fight, which will make Manny Pacquiao Mayweather 2 impossible. VOA!
Namdi, how about an update for our VOA boxing fans about some of the top Africans who have been in the ring recently or are getting into the ring?
The boys have not been really doing good. The boys have been robbed. We have Fred Kasi from Douala, Cameroon. This right on television a Saturday afternoon against Chris Ariola, Mexican-American, in El Paso. It's like fighting a man in his living room. If you don't really destroy him or beat him up, his family and everybody's watching, you can't win, you know. So at the end of 10 rounds, they call it a majority draw. Mm. What? Fred Kasi beats Chris Ariola 96-94 on my scorecard. And that was just a plain robbery on a Saturday afternoon.
Mm.
The same case with Wally Omotosho against Sammy Vasquez. Omotosho had Vasquez all bloodied up and bruised up, and they called it a unanimous decision. Though Omotosho gave away the early rounds, but Omotosho finished the fight strong, you know, and I was not happy with that decision, too. We have Sharif Bogari from Uganda. Sharif's really need to make a move now because injuries and not fighting the right guys will not bring him the money he needs to make because he was supposed to be on the card here in L.A. and he pulled out because of injuries. And I'm being told now he's got a fight in Cancun, but who's going to see the fight in Cancun? It's a meaningless fight. He needs to come back to the U.S., go back on TV like he used to do in the past, and destroy guys, and he'll be lined for a world title fight. Fighting in the backyard in Mexico, you can get robbed.
Namdi, in 3 months on November 21st, a fight that caught my eye, Miguel Cotto versus the red-headed Mexican Canelo. How's this one shaping up?
This could be the biggest all-action fight of the year, and maybe fight of the year. You have two knockout artists, which we call a Picasso right here. Cotto is... In 44 fights, he has 33 knockouts. Canelo, in 47 fights, he has 32 knockouts. And, you know, this big rivalry between Mexico and Puerto Rico. Go back to the days of Salvador Sanchez against Wilfredo Gomez. I mean, these two countries, they are the biggest boxing fans. And you have the two superstars from these two countries ready to clash for the WBC middleweight title. And check this, Sonny, it's going to be at a catchweight, which is 155 pounds, which is 5 pounds lower than the 160 for a middleweight.
So it sounds like lots of action and maybe last man standing, Namdi?
Don't go to your fridge.
Thanks, Namdi. I won't go to the fridge. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. Turning to tennis, Swiss star Roger Federer trounced South Africa's Kevin Anderson 6-1 and 6-1 to reach the quarterfinals of the Cincinnati Masters tournament in the U.S. state of Ohio. I mentioned during Thursday's Sunny Side of Sports that Anderson faced a daunting challenge in Federer, winner of a record 17 Grand Slam singles titles. And Federer was in top form, putting on a clinic in ousting Anderson. Hey, Roger, how does it feel to beat the world's 15th ranked men's player?
It's a great feeling when you know you can beat top 10, top 20 players frequently, but then also sometimes with a scoreline like this, maybe not one on one, but you know, like something convincing where you feel like you're in control the whole time. That gives you definitely a lot of confidence going forward.
Going forward, Roger Federer will face Spain's Feliciano Lopez in the quarterfinals in Cincinnati. In the other quarterfinal matchups, world number one Novak Djokovic of Serbia will play Stan Wawrinka of Switzerland. Alex Dolgopolov of Ukraine will meet Tomas Berdych of the Czech Republic. And Frenchman Richard Gasquet will take on Britain's Andy Murray. This Cincinnati hardcourt tournament is a warm-up event for the U.S. Open in New York, the year's final Grand Slam competition. The U.S. Open gets underway August 31st in New York City. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. And here's a quick shout-out for one of my Facebook friends, Fred Alambo, who sent me a Facebook message saying he tunes in via shortwave radio in Port Harcourt, Nigeria. Wishing Fred and all our VOA listeners a happy and sporty weekend. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to Yahaeus Wuhib and Kim Lewis.
Thank you, Sonny, and listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.